Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Weekly Conversation with Kyle. I'm your host, Kyle. We got a wonderful show for you tonight. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight on the program, folks. President Trump is right now in New Hampshire giving a speech. It's amazing. But this is, I want to get into some things that are going on in this world because there's 110,000 plus signatures to get in New York a portion of Fifth Avenue between 56th Street and 57th Street renamed to like Obama Avenue. Not the whole, just right where Trump Plaza is. Well, guess what, folks? Obama, you didn't build that. That tower, Trump built that. That road, Obama, you didn't build that. You didn't do that. You didn't make that. Morning Joe host, KTK has gone down again and again and quadrupling down that Trump wants to keep America the white majority. Lord help us. Shootings at two Texas ICE facilities were targeted attacks, FBI said, but you know, we're the problem. The conservatives are the problem when Democrats are shooting people up and all this stuff is going on. But then, see, this is how bad it is. It's already been proven that there were no hands up. But Elizabeth Warren is coming out, you know, with the hands up, you know. Hands up, don't shoot. That was already proven false. But whatever. You know, they don't care. This is kind of scary, and it makes you wonder. From Project Veritas, a Google insider, Zachary Voorhees, has come out saying that he has tons and tons of documents that prove that Google tried to help rig the elections. And not only rig the elections, but overthrow the United States. And how, if you watch News Busted, it doesn't come up in the search engines. Like Breitbart won't come up in InfoWars. All these conservative things will not come up. And he has all this documentation. And I want to get into, is it real? Is it not? If he has the documentation, how do you prove it's real? He did work for Google. He $250,000 plus a year job he gave up. So, you know, there has to be something to it for someone to give up that kind of income. I want to get into that. And much, much more. Also, I want to get into some Manchester United news and stuff and everything. So thank you for tuning into the conversation that I hope you feel a part of. And I can't tell if you're watching. All I know is at the end I have like 50 people, 20 people, whoever. Same thing on Blog Talk Radio. I can't tell. So don't forget to like and share and all that stuff. But remember, folks, Revelation chapter 3 says, we serve a God that opens doors that no one can shut. He shuts doors that no one can open. Behold, I place for you an open door that no one can shut. I know you have a little strength, but you've kept my word and not denied my name. Think about that as you're going through your day today and your evening or whenever you're watching this. But, you know, there's my cat. If you hear him, he goes, go Trump.
Our white and black cat is.
Yes, okay. He is.
He's a white.
He's carbonization like Tiger Woods. But I want to get into, because this is how bad this world is getting, because they have 110 plus thousand signatures on a petition from MoveOn.org to name a stretch, not like a whole area of Fifth Avenue, just that little section right where Trump Tower is, because they are crybabies, whinies, because their rigged election through Google and all these liberal tech companies failed, and Hillary didn't win a rigged election, and now they're whining and complaining and pissing and moaning. So now we got to sit there and name this small section of Fifth Avenue between 56th and 57th streets where Trump Tower is. But, I mean, seriously, folks, when you look at it, that tower, Obama didn't build that. He didn't do that. That road, he didn't build that. So the tower was built by Trump, his corporation. That part of the road, that's how bad it is. So Obama didn't do anything, but oh, who cares? Who cares? He's going to get a part of, he's going to get one block named after him just because they can't deal with the fact that Trump is having lower black unemployment, lower unemployment with Hispanics, lower women, lower unemployment with women. They can't handle the fact that, well, what do they do? What do they do, folks? They can't actually, they don't know what to do because they can't deal with the fact that, wait a minute here. You know, why can't they say, hey, boy, am I wrong, man. I thought this economy, I was wrong about Trump. I don't hear that from, there are black people that are waking up. They're saying, you know, what did Obama do for the black community? What have Democrats done for the black community? You know what they've done for the black community? They started slavery. They started segregation. They started the Jim Crow laws. They're responsible for all that. That's facts. Like, I want to get into this because I have to. My local Facebook news station, they have an article where these people got busted, you know, with all kinds of drugs and all. So I'm like, legalize stuff already because they're busted. I'm like, just legalize it all. And I have gotten, you talk about like, 20 million people comment, I swear, it seems like it. And one guy's like, and I posted an article where in Portugal, they have not made it legal, but decriminalized all drugs. So like, as long as you're under a certain amount, you're not getting penalized for it. And all the use, and everything's plummeting on it. All the amounts of people on the, everything's plummeting usage-wise, all this stuff. You know, it might be 4% down, but hey, 4% down in heroin. The only thing is like teenage, you know, like 20 something, you know, cannabis is up just a little bit, but, you know, but whatever. But that's biased news. That's fake, whatever. That's a lie, whatever. That's not, you actually buy that. That's the facts, buddy. People don't want to hear the facts. And I commented back, and he won't. I shut him up real quick. I'm like, just because they legalize meth, are you going to instantly? So you're instantly going to do meth as soon as they legalize it. That's basically what you're telling me. As soon as you, if you were to legalize every drug, you're going to magically, instantly have all these people do drugs. Magically, people are just going to go, da na 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 na, woo hoo, PCP is now legal. Na-na-na-na. And I'm going to do it. Oh, man, I always wanted to do meth, but it was, you know, crystal methamphetamine. I always wanted to do it, but, you know, that pesky being a legal thing. I just, now that it's legal, heck yeah, dude. Hook it up, man. Give me some of that crank. Where's the glass pipe? Really? I might have been born again, but I was born again yesterday, okay? Look at my ID. I wasn't, whatever. That's the problem with these people. It's fake. No. Get it out of the hands of the drug dealers. It's like, encourage people to eat Tide Pods. If you're smart enough, you won't eat them. So like when they had, remember when they had all those protesters and they were in the streets and they were blocking so that people couldn't go? When I, many people, including myself, have said I wouldn't even stop. And not one person, and I said, and basically run them over. Not one person said, no, you wouldn't. And, you know, well, you know what's going to happen if you run them over? And I said, not one person said, well, no, I'm not going to run them over because the smart ones would get out of the way, you know. If someone's coming at me with a car, I'm getting out of the way. If I'm standing in the street and a guy comes down the road, I'm going to get out of the way of the car. Remember Wayne's World? Car! You know, where they're playing, like, street hockey. Game on! You know, they got out of the way when a car was coming. Common sense. You know, call it thinning the herd. The people dumb enough to get run over are the ones that are going to stay in the street. They deserve to get run over. The smart ones will get out of the way. But that's what's wrong with, you know. No one said, well, no one talked about people getting out of the way. You know, even though, and I said, well, first of all, in most states it's illegal to walk down the highway. So why they weren't getting picked up anyways. But, you know, you have people like KTK tripling, quadrupling down that Trump wants to make America a white nation again. Wow. Isn't that interesting? You know, it's amazing how many times he was hanging out with Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson and donating money and doing all this stuff. And no one had a problem with him. As soon as he runs as a Republican, then all of a sudden, oh, wow, he wants to make a white nation. It's amazing how this flag is all of a sudden, it's, you know, now Jay-Z is doubling down with Colin Kaepernick and keep protesting, brother, keep protesting. This flag's oppressive, it's racist, how dare you? Well, in China, it's not, because the Hong Kong protesters are, oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light, waving the flag. It's a symbol of freedom everywhere, except for from these billionaire liberal bigots that think they're better, that want Venezuela. If you want Venezuela, If you don't like this country, you can leave. You don't have to stay here. If you don't like a democracy, if you don't like a free market, if you don't support a Second Amendment or freedom of speech, you can go to a country where they control what you say. They control what you see. They control what you do. They control everything about you. If you want government control of everything, you can go to a country that does that. I want freedom. I support the Second Amendment. I support freedom. I support the right to do this. Many countries, you couldn't have a show like this. You know, like when you have like, see, I've lost the NFL completely. 100%. Now that they want to have social justice programs. Hold on. Social justice programs. Jay-Z is working for Taft. Jay-Z to play influential role in NFL social justice initiative. You know who? There was a guy by the name, when you think of social justice warriors. Oh, yeah. Bottom down, top up, inside out. Yeah. You're not going to get socialism in this country. No American in their right mind will support it, but calling it liberalism, it'll get passed. That's what's going on in this country. How can we get social justice into this country? How can we push? How can we write a bill in a way that we can like take a piece of wood that you're going to split? How can we break the surface of that piece of wood to start splitting that log in half? How do we do that? How do we get that? Because once we get this tiniest little red flag law, they're trying to get you to a conservative to support something that the end result is gun confiscation. That's what they want, man. That's what they want. But they want you to think it's all great and all funky, all hunky-dory, man. That's what it is. That's what it is, folks. Social justice. Yeah, they had that. They tried to do that in the Catholic Church with Saul Alinsky and Rules for Radicals. And that's what they're trying to do. He tried to have social justice rallies and all this stuff. And guess what happened? Guess what happened, folks? It's coming back. NFL is huge. So how can we get stuff that people support? How can we push a socialist agenda in a way that people are going to eat it up? How are we going to do that, folks? How are we going to get socialism passed? How are we going to get gun control? How are we going to get people to hand over their guns without them realizing it? Well, we're not going to get them to take away their guns without them. We have to do a small thing that leads to total confiscation in the end. That's what they want to do. I mean, Berto, you know, Berto Buick. Yeah, good luck, buddy, because he is rebooting his campaign. He has no chance of winning, but he's rebooting his campaign again and again and again. He's probably hoping that his supporters are too stupid to realize that he has no chance in hell of winning. Excuse my French. But so he can milk more money from them. Okay, if you need to ask these presidential candidates one question. If I donate money to your campaign and you don't win, do I get a refund? If you don't...
That should be a law.
That should be. Because some of them stay in as long as they can to try to milk as much money as they can out of supporters, even though they know they don't even have 1% of the populace. There's no way in a million... They probably couldn't even win their state. I don't think if Berto Abute went for Indiana governor, he would even come close to winning. Let alone president.
Kamala Harris, I forgot, we looked the other day. When does she, you can't be a senator. You can still be a senator and run.
Yeah.
I wonder when Warren and Camellia, I know that's not how you pronounce her name.
Camellia Harris?
Yeah. I wonder when their terms are up, if they'll get reelected or if we can be rid of them.
But I love this. Guess who's not going to Israel? See, they should have been allowed to be on the plane. And then when they got on the plane, oh yeah, no, your plans have been, you need to get off. You're not going to be allowed into the country of Israel. They're Omar. They're anti-American. They're
not, not.
Who's there?
Israel.
Israel who?
Israel, you can't come see.
That's just great, man. I love it because those anti, it goes to prove my point, because anything they said, it would not, Trump would be crucified for things. Well, I want to get into my point, because I showed, and Epstein had a bizarre painting of Bill Clinton in a dress and heels in a townhouse.
I needed to talk to you earlier about that. What did you think? I Googled and everything. It's been all over the news. That's a real photo.
I've showed that to like 6 of my very liberal friends, and they're like, so what? So what? Like who cares? Like, what does that prove?
Okay.
What is that?
If that was Trump, that would have been Bush, impeach.
Yeah, they would have been all over that.
Arrest.
If that was any conservative, they would be all over that. Like, oh my God, can you believe that John McCain had a photo of him in a painting? Now, what does it say about Epstein?
Makes you wonder.
Kind of
scary.
Yeah.
It is. I mean,
it's a real photo.
I want to play the devil's advocate a little bit. It might make me up, Chop, because it's for the Clintons. But let's say this. Let's say Bill did not know about that picture. Let's say Epstein just took pictures of Bill and someone modeled that or whatever, okay?
Yeah.
How creepy would that be? If you were Bill Clinton and you saw that picture, or even if you knew it was out there and it became public, wouldn't that creep you out a little bit?
Yeah.
I mean,
I want to get a reaction from Bill Clinton with a facial recognition expert to see, is he truly showing like creepiness if he said he's never knew it existed, or if he knew it existed, you know?
Yeah, well, it would creep me out.
Because they had a lady one time when they had like, okay, these people claim they saw Bigfoot. And they claim they saw, like, UFOs and stuff like this. And she goes, I can't tell you what they saw. As a facial recognition expert, they believe what they're telling me. They believe they saw something that is unexplainable as a 9-foot-tall thing covered in fur. What you would call a Sasquatch, a Yeti, whatever. I can't tell you what they saw. I can just tell you they believe what they're telling me. And it'd be neat to have one of them.
That picture just creeped me out.
Yeah, and if Bill, I want to see what he has to say. If he knew about it or not.
That, to me, just creeped me out. And your liberal friend. See, if that was something, Reagan, as much as I love Reagan, something like that came out about him,
mm-hmm.
It would break my heart. It would creep me out. I wouldn't just say, so what? They just said, so what?
Yeah, like what's the big deal with it? Like, who cares? But, you know, I'm like, dude, that's creepy. But I want to thank you all so much for tuning in. Don't forget to like and share. Please. I can't tell to the end of the video how many people I have, so I don't even, like, on Blog Talk. I know I have 1,000 people that listen pretty much every show, but I don't know how many or who it is. So like and share. Let me know who's out there just so I know who you are. If you got a comment, a question, leave it in the comments below. I do have PayPal. If you want to see this thing get bigger, prayers are always welcome, always welcome. Thank you so much. But this is, I remember back in the day, they had people that said, I saw Michael Brown, he had his hands up, don't shoot. And they said, well, sir, the forensic evidence shows that that's a lie.
And eyewitness testimony.
And guess what? And they said, well, you're going to have to recount your story because that's forensically not factual. Oh, I just heard a bunch of people say, hey, I'm disagreeing with other people. I just said what they saw. I didn't see anything. Oh, really? Because Elizabeth Warren is being slammed by a Massachusetts police chief because she is going off on this hands-up narrative again. She's pushing this this hands up, don't shoot narrative, which is false. It never happened. Michael Brown never had his hands up. There were people that said that's what they saw, and the forensic evidence doesn't even corroborate what you're telling me. You want to change your story because you're obstructing of justice right now. And guess what? Now Elizabeth Warren's like, hand up, don't you? Because she's hoping that people don't know that she can just BS this narrative and people are like shutting her down faster and she can try to push it.
Right now, who do you think is going to get the nomination for the Democrats?
Well, I'm waiting to see if everyone's come in because I still haven't seen Michelle Obama. And I think she's...
Yeah.
I don't know. I think
my bell.
They got to have somebody that comes in that they need to have someone that they're going to... That's Michelle Obama, so I'm voting for her. I don't care. They're going to have to find someone that's, no matter what, they're going to vote for them. No matter what they say, they don't, you know, like, I'm voting for Michelle Obama right now. I don't care. I don't have to listen to a speech. I don't have to, because I just know Michelle Obama's going to, I don't have to know anything. I don't have to, I mean, she can say she's going to take away our guns and kill us all. Pardon me, execution style and whatever. That's a lie. Here's the video coming right out of her mouth. Whatever. I mean, that's dubbed or something. She didn't say that. I was at the rally. I don't support her, but I was there, and she actually said it word for word. You know, so that's what, you know, that's what will happen. They will have to find someone that's another Barack Obama that they're going to vote for because it's Michelle Obama. No ifs, ands, or buts. And that's what's going on, folks. Hands up, don't shoot. Maybe that's why at that Democratic Socialist Convention, they did this instead of clapping. Yeah, the epilepsy, and this just triggers it to stop. Point of personal privilege. I have epilepsy, so don't do this. It's, you know, whatever. You know, shooting at two ICE agencies by the FBI deemed that these were targeted attacks. You know, we finally get people that are, I don't know, a group of people called ICE, you know, actually enforcing the laws that have always been there. And now people can't deal with the fact that they're actually enforcing the laws. It's just crazy. These attacks on ICE are crazy. But, you know, we're the problem. You know, us conservatives are the problem when it's all these lunatic Democrats out there doing all this stuff. Why would we attack an ICE? We're not attacking ICE. That's Democrats attacking ICE. They don't want to bring that up. They don't want to talk about that. They don't. Just like blacks killing blacks. No one cares about that. No one's outraged about blacks killing blacks. But, you know, you could have 50 blacks die in Chicago at the hand of another black person, and there won't be 1 second of outrage. But a white person does it, you got Black Lives Matter, you got Democrats, you got NBC, ABC, CBS, MSNBC, CNN, Headline News, every news organization going 24/7 on that. Where's the outrage? Oh, there's outrage because it's a white man that did it. But if it's anything but anything but black on black, they were going, because then they have an agenda. Well, unless it's an illegal, then it doesn't really make no sense, because, you know, everyone crossing the border is safe. I got about 30 minutes left in the program. Folks, I want to thank you so much for tuning into the conversation. I hope you feel a part of it, and I really hope you do. Don't forget to like. I can't tell who watches and shares, you know, because especially on Blog Talk, when you have 1,000 people, you don't know who they are. Yeah, people listen all over the world, you don't know who they are, but, you know. But don't forget to like and share or comment or whatever, just so I know who's out there. It's just nuts. You know, I'm going to get into this because this is very big. And I don't know what to think of it, what to make of it. I mean, I kind of believe the guy. But Zachary Voorhees, a Google insider, posted over 590 documents that prove, you know, all this stuff going on, that there is a narrative to tamper with the elections, but use that tampering with the elections to essentially overthrow the United States, to make it a socialist nation. And he goes, I can't sit back as a U.S. citizen and see a company try to overthrow. And there's emails and stuff that, here's stuff that shows that certain websites, they make sure that you can't get. That's right. Okay, you watch NewsBusted, you watch InfoWars, you watch Breitbart, you watch the Weekly Standard. They make sure those don't come up. Makes you wonder. And he says all, but, and you get into this, let's say you read these documents. How do you know that they're real? How do you know that someone's not going to say, well, that's fake, that's not real? How can he authenticate that they're 100% genuine article, that this is real stuff? I believe he's telling the truth. I have stuff on Facebook censored all the damn time because it's a conservative viewpoint. I have stuff censored all the time. Your stuff is under review. You have, because you talk of, well, the United States is a copyright and you don't have the permission to say that, so we're going to come after you or whatever. I mean, it's just ridiculous. Like that movie where they're going to sit there and like hunt down conservatives. They've actually, what is it they say, like they have canceled the release date. So from what I read on that, because I had an article taken down, you can't even share it. You couldn't even share it. Nothing wrong with it at all. Well, supposedly that movie, they haven't, they're still, supposedly, they're going to release the movie. It's just the original date of release has been postponed. That's the problem, because there's a pill sharing company now, like where you, all you have to do is pay your copay. You can give them all this stuff and they will fill like things that when you open it up, here's your morning pills, your evening pills, and they can have all your vitamins, everything in it. And it's like, I forget what the heck it's called, but it's a Google, no, it's a Amazon company. So it's, like I said, the problem you're going to have in this country is, okay, you want to spend your money where you want to spend your money, right? Like if this is something to believe in, you spend your money there. The problem is you're going to get to the point where, okay, like, well, if I want to, because I don't believe what Amazon is about, well, I can't, well, these 50 things are Amazon companies. You know, it's basically a mail service by Amazon. It's a pill service by Amazon. It's this service by Amazon. It's that by Amazon. You know, and it's not Amazon, but it's an Amazon company. So if you don't agree with Amazon, well, you can't use this company. You can't use, you know, if you disagree with the way if you don't like this, the way this place is being run because they're a socialist, well, guess what? There are 75 restaurants you can't eat at because they're all owned and run by this one corporate company. And that's going to happen, you know. Well, guess what, folks? I got a mock in the studio. But you're going to have something where, okay, if you want to work at a hospital, well, good luck, because this corporation runs every hospital. I mean, it's going to get to the point where, okay, you want to work in a high school cafeteria, there's three companies that run high school cafeterias. If you don't like any of these three major corporations, you're done. If you want to work in a hospital kitchen and you don't like Sodexo, you don't like this, you don't like that, okay, if you would never work for Sodexo, never work for Unite, never work for this company or whatever, if you don't like them and what they stand for, you can't work in a hospital kitchen because they run every hospital kitchen in the U.S. Unless it's a little tiny mom-and-pop-owned place and they still run their own kitchen. But that's where this, it's going to get, it's getting harder and harder for you to spend your money where you want to. Because so many giant corporations, I mean, okay, Yahoo is very liberal. Google is very, very progressive socialist. So is Facebook. So is, and someone's going to have to step up and start a social media that is unbiased. Or a internet service that's not socialist. I mean, I believe this guy. I can't wait. So it's going to be interesting to see, moving forward, what happens. You know, it's going to be interesting to see, moving forward, where we go with this. Where this world goes and what happens. Because it's going to be interesting to see what happens. Because we're getting so censored out of everything. And as a liberal, you should be outraged. Because though you don't agree with us, what if it's your viewpoint that gets censored? It's only a matter of time before, wait a minute, all this stuff I was supposed to be given I'm not getting it. Look at France, where we were always told that we're gonna have all these benefits. Also, no, actually it's not the case. It's just one of those things that really gets under my skin. Because, like, yeah, they try to shut down our viewpoint, but wait till all this free stuff that they're guaranteed, wait till their colleges start shutting down, wait till this country starts falling apart, like, I don't know, Venezuela? And then they try to protest, wait a minute. Oh, go ahead. Go ahead. You're the one that wanted this. You wanted all this free stuff. Now that the government's taking everything that you're giving away. Yeah, it's called rights. Yeah. You have a right to stuff, but they have a right to take it away. You know? Please, please, please don't forget to like and share. Like if you're, like or whatever. You can like, you can love, you can laugh, whatever. Because I can't tell who watches or whatever till the end. I can't even tell just as I have 50 views, whatever the case may be. But I want to get into this because I am a huge, huge, and been my whole life a cannabis supporter. why full cannabis legalization should be a priority if you're all about CBD. I want to get into that because I don't think under any, I don't see Trump ever supporting legalizing any type of, you know, because it's, hold on, we have the stigma still. It's dangerous. It's deadly. It's so bad, I tell you what, you know. But the reason why we need to fight for full cannabis legalization is because I have a feeling that since the plants are so close, how do you tell them apart? How do you tell them apart? How do you, and you're going to have places that are selling quote unquote marijuana as CBD, so that if you know where to look, guess what? You're going to be getting marijuana and not CBD. And, well, until we get it sorted out in a lot of states where it's not legal to have marijuana, well, so that the cops aren't fighting between, okay, how do we tell what's what, da-da-da. Something's got to give. Something's got to give because we can't have this. I mean, and it's just, it's a big issue because, you know, I still think there's so many people out there that are like, well, you either, I think there's two sides of the coin. You're either legalize it or like it is the most, you're way over here. You either legalize it or it's, the majority is either legalize it or they're way, 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 way over here. Like, it is the most dangerous thing ever. I can't believe God would invent a plant like that. It is so deadly. Oh, my. I mean, I guarantee you, I'd put $1 million bet if you do one joint, you will go out and start killing people. You know, I know it. I know it. It is so, you'll die instantly. Even though Irvin Rosenfeld smoked, like, how many millions of joints paid for by your tax dollars? But that's what we're at, folks, you know, and we need to have full legalization because, like in Indiana, until it ever happens, the pot smoker in our Indiana state house will never legalize it. And we need to ban it because it's too hard to distinguish between pot and CBD. And also at the same time, you know, don't worry, we got the state, we will make sure. Oh, it's not going to get in here. We'll stop it. If we have to put walls around Indiana and check every car that comes in here so that they're not smuggling it in, we'll do it. You know, Colorado is making $5 trillion a day on taxes, but we're not going to do that. Where's all this violence that they said was going to happen? Oh, as soon as you legalize it, you're going to have violence. It's going to erupt. Everyone's going to be killing each other. You want that? Really? Yeah. Okay. Pain here, man. Try this, man. It's pain free, man. It's CBD. Yeah, you're gonna be fighting over that one Twinkie that's left, and then you go, man. Sharing is caring, and you take the butter knife and cut it in half, and you give him the smaller half, and there you go. But that's what's going on, folks. We need to have full legalization because a lot of states where it's not legal at all, like in Indiana, well, you can't have the flower because it's too close to, they can't distinguish. And then they have people that are selling CBD, marijuana, CBD flower. And there's probably some person that doesn't know any better at buying CBD. And man, this stuff really effed me up. And then they probably went to the police and, you know, whatever the case, you know. But it's nuts, you know, that I love the Cheech and Chong movies because they always made fun of it because it's like, it's so ridiculous that it ever got, but it all goes, marijuana being illegal goes back to racism. You know, how can we, it's associated with blacks and Mexicans. Well, if we ban it, guess what? Bye-bye. Sayonara, Saddam. How do we keep these parasites out of our country? Let's ban it. Hey, and then we can lock them up. I got about 15 minutes left in the program, folks. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. Wherever you are around the world, thank you so much. We're about ready to about 3 minutes getting this some Premier League news stuff. And I want to thank you so much for tuning in. Don't forget to like and share. Don't forget, because I don't know who watches. I can't see. On Blog Talk, I've got tons and tons and tons of followers. And so, I want to get into, you know, going back. I want to go back into this. I talked about it just briefly. But like Berto, he has no chance of winning, but he's getting back into it. You know, should they give back their campaign contributions if they don't? I mean, why would you even donate to a guy that has no, he's like a, not even a percent. He doesn't even have 1% of the, it's crazy. But, you know, people donate to someone like him. And, I mean, he wouldn't even win the governor of Indiana, let alone the United States. People are tired of, you know, it's this damn racism. It's white supremacy. It's that white nationalist in the White House. Are you tired of America KKK? We'll get that racist out of the White House. You know, to get him out, we gotta, when I'm your president, I'm going to take away all your firearms. Yes, don't worry, folks. Illegals are going to get all this stuff. Who cares about the vets? The vets are done with. I don't care about the vets. Illegals are going to get everything. Yeah, you're a taxpayer. You lived here your whole life. You're going to have to pay to go to the doctor. We got to save the government's money for the freebies for the illegals. Wow. And you expect to win on that type of platform? At least, see, if you want a Democrat to win, if they were smart, and I hope they don't see this, but if they were smart, they would say, hey, Trump's doing a great job. I'm going to keep his plan going. They won't. They'll just say that to get in, and then they'll go back to their socialist, communist, dictatorship ways. That's why you have all these progressive people saying that, you know, they're praying, oh, please, please, the Chargers country fall apart so we can blame Trump and get him out of the White House. Oh, please, I hope we have what, please, Lord, please, I ask Venezuela to come here. Oh, please, oh, I want this country to fall apart and then we can blame Trump and get him out of the White House. We can't, you know, the country's doing so well because of Trump and we can't have that because then he'll keep and stay in another 4 years. We got to have this country fall apart. That's what they're trying to do. They're trying to have this country. They're trying to do something to disrupt this country so that they can sit there and try to whatever. Because the country is so good that they know Trump's going to get reelected because the country is doing so great. That's why they're praying for recession. They're praying for bad times. How's that going to get you elected? I mean, who's going to vote for someone like that? Who's going to support someone that, I don't care if you're a liberal, how can you sit there and stand by someone that says, oh, I hope this country falls apart. If that's what, if it's going to take this country falling apart for Trump to win. No. He's winning because he's doing everything right. It's going to take this country falling apart for him to get out. Sorry. So let me get to, so, okay, so if this country is going in the right direction, Belmar, and it's going to have to take a 180 collapse for Trump to get taken out. What? So let me get to, so are you going to, so are you advocating that this country fall apart so that Trump gets taken out and then someone else comes in and makes this country and does what Trump's doing? Okay, it's like going from Indiana to California, and once you hit Iowa, going back to Indiana to start the drive all over again, saying it's going to be faster and better than just continuing from Idaho and just continuing on. Thank you so much for tuning in. Don't forget to like, if you comment and you watch this in the replay, I will respond. But, I mean, if you are a progressive and you are a liberal and you have someone like Bill, like there are liberals out there basically stating the fact that, oh, the country's going great. That's why Trump is more likely going to get reelected.
Let's have a recession. Don't care.
You know, they're admitting that this country is doing great and a recession is what has to happen for. So let's say we have a recession and Trump gets taken out. What are you going to do to fix this country to get it going again like Trump had it?
You know, if Obama and his policies or whatever would have worked and this country would have been doing great and wouldn't have been as bad as it was. Would we have wanted him out?
No. Hillary was going to be 4 more years of Obama.
Yeah, like his third term.
Yeah, that's why she didn't get reelected.
Right.
Basically, quote, not because she wouldn't. So because I've said this, and just so you understand, so you hear me, she was not getting reelected. She was just going to continue and be 4 more years, basically, of Obama. And no one wanted that in this country. I got about 8 minutes left in the program, folks, and I want to thank you so much. I want to get into some Premier League news and notes and all that fun stuff. So thank you so much for tuning in to the conversation. I hope you feel a part of. There is a PayPal link. You can pray. You can donate. If you want to help out, you know, comment. I don't care if you want to comment or not. You don't have to. But if you have a question, feel free to do that. And even if it's after the, if you're watching this and it's a replay, you know, comment, I'll respond. It's funny when someone will comment about a video I posted like 5 years ago, I'm like, I forgot I even posted it, you know, it's interesting, but don't forget, I can't tell who watches this. Don't forget to like and share, get this out here because we're being censored like crazy, so like and share and keep it going. Manchester United are preparing for the Wolverhampton Wanderers, the Wolves. You know, Pogba is going to be essential in this game. I honestly think that Ole Gunnar Solskjaer's, you know, got in Pogba's head, hey, you want to go and we want to help you go, but I don't think he's getting any offers right now. And I think if he gets an offer, they'll help him move. They'll help him move on. And you know, we'll help bring some people in. I think it's very crucial. And he's admitted point blank, if I'm here this season, I will give my all for the shirt. Yes, I want to go, but hopefully, you know, if there's no move, I'm here. I'm committed to United if I'm here. You know, I mean, what benefit does it do me to not play well? Not to, you know, he's got to dominate as a midfielder. And that's crucial for United in this campaign. But there's talk that Alexis Sanchez is done at United. Like, they're doing everything in their power to have somebody outside of that still has a transfer window open to get him out, but what he's being paid, who's going to pay that ridiculous wage? who is going to pay 400,000 pounds a week for a tanker? And if they can't get someone to take him, word is only going to sell so said that he's going to be in the under 21s. He's going to be in the reserves, the reserve squad. He's not even going to play first team. That way they're at least getting usage of him. But I'm sorry. Buy him out of his contract. You've got the money. Pay them. I'll be honest with you. I wanted him. I was excited when we got him. And the excitement level was here. And he hasn't done anything on the pitch. I'm like, what happened? Like, was he sent by Arsenal? Okay, yeah, when you get there, just tank. They'll give you a crap load of money, and then you can tank. Because I think he's been one of the big issues with United. Because look, he ain't doing anything, and he's getting paid this kind of money. And I'm dominating on the pitch, and I'm getting 100,000 pounds a week, 120,000 pounds a week, and he's getting 400,000 pounds a week. Something's got to change. You know, and I see there, I think I see a little bit of frustration in Ollie in some ways. Because I feel like, because when he said, okay, there are people not going to be at this club next year. And I think there's a lot of things players he wanted gone. He's kind of felt like, I think, well, you know what, Phil Jones, if he goes, I'm probably not going to get him replaced. If Alexis Sanchez goes, he's probably not going to be replaced. Pogba goes, if somebody offers 150 million pounds, I don't think we're going to be able to replace him. And we've gotten rid of some deadwood. But I think it's been a big issue. I really do think that he is here to stay. He's going to do everything to stay. And it's, you know, bam, there you go. And I think that's what he wants to do. He wants to dominate. And there are players that I think that are going to stay. The way that, you know, Fellaini went almost immediately. And that Alexis Sanchez is going through. I was praying. I loved him at Arsenal. He's dominant. We're getting him. Yes. And he just hasn't done anything. It's one of those flukes of the game. I mean, Daniel James could turn out to be dominant for a couple of years, and then you never know. Everybody is a gamble, no matter who it is. The gamble is going to vary. Some gambles are okay. There's a 10% chance he's going to work out, but if he does, he's going to be the best. And then you have some people that there's a 90% chance he's going to dominate, and yeah, let's take that, you know. You know, Alexi was like a 70% chance, 75% chance of being dominant, and he ended up doing that. I thought he was going to dominate. He just didn't do it, you know? But I want to thank you so much for tuning into the program that I hope you feel a part of. I want to thank you so much for being a part of this conversation, folks. And up to everyone on Blog Talk Radio, thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you so much. Please like, please comment, please, even if you anger, I don't care. Just so I know who's watching. Because my wife sometimes afterwards, well, who is this person? Who is that person? Because she doesn't really write anybody. I mean, it's hard to tell.
Right now it shows that you have people, and it shows that you have some people listening.
Yeah.
But it's not, it wasn't, like, you had five people watching, and it didn't show
who. Yeah, we can't tell. But I want to thank everyone for tuning in and spending your hour with me, or 10 minutes, or whatever you do, you know. Get ready to go listen to Mind of Jamal here in just a little bit. But thank you so much, and spend a little bit of time with my wife before I go to sleep. But thank you so much for tuning in to the conversation, and I hope you feel a part of it, folks. And remember, with a firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, you mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Till next Tuesday, good night, and God bless. Goodbye.
are not going to buy.